Order, order.
Parliament returned from a week's break on Tuesday with question time, followed by this announcement from the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, I move that urgency be accorded the introduction and passing of the Crown Retail Deposit Guarantee Scheme Bill, the second reading and remaining stages of the Resource Management Simplifying and Streamlining Amendment Bill, the introduction and first reading of the Biosecurity Amendment Bill, and the second reading of the Student Loan Scheme Repayment Bonus Amendment Bill.
They didn't get around to the last one. That went back on the order paper when the government bowed out of the chamber at 11:30 on Wednesday night. And although urgency lasted for 18 hours, 1 hour more than a normal sitting week, the gain for the government was an extra 12 and a half hours of debate on its legislation. That came from 4 hours on Wednesday morning at the expense of some select committee meetings, and the rest of that day at the expense of question time, the general debate, and the fortnightly debate on members' bills. As Mr Brownlee explained, the government was fast running out of time.
We get down to a situation where between now and Christmas, on the scheduled hours available to the House, scheduled sitting days available to the House, we have some just 115 odd hours available for the passing of legislation. That will, sir, mean that from time to time the government does need to seek extended hours.
And it looks like there'll be more urgency next week for Mr Brownlee's response on Thursday to this request from his opposite number, the Opposition's Shadow Leader of the House, Darren Hughes.
Speaker, I wonder if the Leader of the House could give the House an assurance that urgency won't be used once again for legislation relating to Auckland governance.
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, it's an interesting question that's been phrased by the Shadow Leader of the House in a way that makes it very difficult for me to answer.
A repeat of this week, though, would see the government putting the House under urgency on Tuesday to push the Local Government Auckland Council Bill through all its stages. But whereas this week's burst of urgency stopped in time for the House to begin a fresh sitting day with a second question time on Thursday, there'll be stiffer opposition to the Auckland Council Bill than there was to the Resource Management Simplifying and Streamlining Amendment Bill. Like the RMA regime change bill, the Auckland bill starts at the second reading stage after having been to a select committee. But there's unlikely to be a repeat of this week's gentleman's agreement, which saw debate on the RMA bill limited to 5 hours in the committee stage. Given the controversy over the question of whether there should be separate Maori seats on the new council, a filibuster's definitely on the cards. That could see urgency continue into Thursday or beyond, at the expense of the general debate, two question times, while delaying Members' Day for another week. Despite the significance of the Resource Management Amendment Bill, described by Environment Minister Nick Smith as
the biggest change to the Act since its inception in 1991.
The bill was passed with support from both sides of the chamber, the exceptions being the Maori Party and the Greens. Their combined 13 votes overwhelmed by the 108 of all other parties. And the opposition was mainly focused on one issue.
Now we come to trees.
The trees.
Local environment called trees.
Urban trees.
Trees. For trees that work.
My trees and wonderful oaks. We don't want to let them get their chainsaw out and hack down every tree because they don't like it.
They will not be cut down. Everyone likes the trees. Why is it that people on the other side of the house seem to imagine that everyone hates their trees? They love them. They love them.
Even when they're in Auckland, although Labour's Shane Jones said the government didn't trust Aucklanders to look after their trees.
While they are building a super city for Auckland, they will deny Aucklanders the ability to derive their own rules and regulations as to how they deal with that aspect of the local environment called trees.
But Environment Minister Nick Smith tried to put Mr Jones' fears to rest the next day in his answer to a patsy question from National's Chris Auchinvall.
Is it correct that Aucklanders will be able to remove trees from the 1st of October, that to protect trees, councils will have to individually go through a scheduling process for them, and that developers will now have a free-for-all on Auckland trees?
The Honourable Dr.
Mr. Speaker,
Nick Smith.
No, these are all myths. First, Aucklanders on the 1st of October will not need resource consents for trimming their tree, but still will require a consent if they seek to remove them.
More on Auckland next week when the House starts establishing the shape of the city's new super council. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.